From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Constructed in the late 1930s, the UC Davis wine cellar is tucked away in the basement of an old building that still houses the Department of Viticulture and Enology. This 60,000 bottle capacity cellar will soon disappear, and a new cellar will be constructed at the Robert Mondavi Institute for Food and Wine Science along Interstate 80.
Coming through with the hose.
Chick Brenneman, who manages this cellar, says cleaning out 70 years of history has uncovered some valuable collections. After dusting off some old barrels that had been hidden away in the corner of the cellar, Brenneman discovered a prized possession.
We got the wine out of the barrels, and when we moved the barrels, we found two tags on the backside of the barrels, and one turns out it was labeled Class Port, and it turns out it was a 1957 port. The other was a 1968 port. And it was just a phenomenal wine. We bottled it. It's now sitting in the cellar.
Most of the cellar's wines were produced from the UC Davis vineyards for research. To preserve the collection, UC Davis has a unique challenge.
This is a very unique bottle. You don't see this in the marketplace anymore. This bottle's probably hand-blown, and if you look at it, it's got tapered sides, which you actually see in the marketplace now, but it's also got a tapered neck. So the challenges of recorking this collection are immense.
The campus is working with a company to recork these old bottles that number into the thousands. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.